listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about past and present. I'm going to read to you from Colossians chapter 3, verses 5, 6, and 7, where we read this. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. In the first four verses of Colossians chapter 3, Paul told us that for the Christian, Jesus Christ is now their life, and we are identified with the risen and enthroned Jesus. In light of that, he told believers that we must put to death the things in our life that are contrary to our identity with Jesus. We put these things to death in the sense of denying them and considering them dead to us and us dead to them. When we gratify a sensual appetite, we give that appetite the food and nourishment that makes it thrive. When we treat ungodly, sensual desires as if they were dead, we deny them strength to influence our lives. Paul then listed many specific sins that we're to die to. It's important to list and name these sins just like Paul did. We need to specifically and individually deal with such areas of habit and temptation. Paul began by describing sexual sins, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire. You see, sex is a wonderful gift from God, but it is easily and often corrupted and perverted. Christians need to recognize Jesus as Lord over all their life, including their sexuality. Yet it isn't the only sins that Christians are to be concerned with have to do with sex. Paul went on to name also covetousness. That desire for more and more is simple, but really it's nothing less than idolatry. G. Campbell Morgan listed three ways that covetousness is terribly destructive. First, it's idolatry, in that it only obtains when man thinks of life consisting in the things possessed rather than in righteous relationship to God. Secondly, it's also a sin against others. For to satisfy the desires of covetousness, other people are usually wronged. Finally, it's self-destructive. For these wrong conceptions and activities always react upon the soul to its own undoing. Now, the sins mentioned previously are part of the way that the world lives and not the way that Jesus lived. Every Christian is faced with a question. Will I identify with the world or with Jesus? Remember, we're identified with Jesus Christ. That's in Colossians chapter 3, verse 4. Since there is no way that Jesus would walk in any of these sins, we won't walk in them either. Paul recognized that these sins used to characterize us all. He says, "In which you once yourselves walked when you lived in them." These sins may mark a world in rebellion against God and destined for his wrath, but they are in the past tense for the Christian. Paul says that Christians once walked in these sins. Now, it's possible, though tragic, that these sins should occasionally mark a Christian's life, but they must not be a Christian's walk, their constant manner of living. Simply put, the Christian should not live like the sons of disobedience. A true Christian cannot be comfortable in habitual sin. So believe it today. As a disciple of Jesus Christ, these sins are your past, and your present is life in Jesus Christ. Receive that in Jesus today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.